It is December 2nd, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I'm John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. The Economist and New York Times columnist Paul Krugman has a piece titled Blockchains, What Are They Good For? It may be the obituary for blockchain, as Krugman outlines all the firms that have abandoned blockchain initiatives, including ASX, Maersk, and Amazon Web Services. We are nearing the year's end, this being the last month of 2022, so that means we will begin to see year-end lists. This is not one, but it is a list from the New York Times of the 11 new books we recommend this week. If you're looking for a holiday gift, here is a good place to start. Everybody loves books. Speaking of books, here is a story that will make one-time author Gary Gensler, now SEC chairman, smile broadly. The story is from the New York Times and is titled, Mutual Funds That Consistently Beat the Market? Not One of 2,132. The subheadline is, No Actively Managed Stock or Bond Funds Outperform the Market Convincingly and Regularly Over the Last 5 Years. Index funds have generally been better. Gensler is the author of the book, The Great Mutual Fund Trap, An Investment Recovery Plan. In the book, Gensler shows that the average mutual fund consistently outperforms the market, and that strategies for picking above average funds, everything from past performance to expert rankings, are useless. Evidently, CNBC personality Jim Cramer did not like the apology tour of Sam Bankman-Fried based on this New York Post story titled CNBC's Jim Cramer Eviscerates FTX's Sam Bankman-Fried, Total Con Artist. And believe you me, Jim Cramer knows a con artist when he sees one. The Bank of England signed up for BMLL's order book data. We interviewed Dr. Elliot Banks of BMLL about BMLL Vantage product, the BMLL Vantage product back in October. You can see this video with a link in today's newsletter. Trading Technologies is looking for an account executive in Chicago for a full-time position. Vincent and Elkins partner Tom Leatherbury joined Jill Malandrino on the NASDAQ Trade Talks video podcast series to discuss how legislation could potentially evolve as it relates to digital and online content. Christine Redder is starting a new position as Associate Principal Model Risk Project Management at OCC. Quantigo is looking for an Associate Principal Marketing and Communications in London. Nicholas Nonnemacher is starting a new position as Managing Director and Head of Communications Private Bank at Deutsche Bank. Nonnemacher was previously Head of Community Development for Deutsche Bank, among other positions. FIA and SIFMA AMG will hold their Asset Management Derivatives Forum from February 8th to 10th, 2023 at the Ritz-Carlton Laguna Niguel in Dana Point, California. The forum will explore the latest developments impacting the use of derivatives by asset managers. Key session topics at the 2023 forum include trends in asset management activity, global regulatory developments, SEC and CFTC derivatives initiatives, clearing capacity and trends, pre-trade and post-trade operations issues. You can check out the full schedule, learn more about the sessions, and register with a link in today's newsletter. Register by December 16th for the best rates, Sarah Rudolph reported. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Our MarketsWiki Education short of the day is J.B. McKenzie. Building a Foundation. In this video from Markets Week Education's World of Opportunity event in Chicago, J.B. McKenzie, Director of Futures and Forex at TD Ameritrade, talks about the importance of understanding every detail about the technology influencing your industry of choice and how it can be a useful springboard for a successful career. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Bloomberg. The headline, "Want to help others? Philanthropy experts share their most personal advice." The world's greatest philanthropists weren't always so sure they'd end up changing the world. In fact, they started out like most every other teenager on Earth, unsure, unknown, and oblivious to the challenging paths ahead. How did they get from there to here? What did they learn along the way? What lessons would they share? As fortunes are made and lost in the blink of an eye, and buzzwords like effective altruism blaze across the headlines, we wanted to know. My comment, give until it hurts, then give some more. Here's a story from Gizmodo. FTX's Sam Bankman-Fried wants you to believe he's just an idiot boy genius. SBF's interview with Andrew Ross Sorkin didn't provide much clarity on FTX's $32 billion collapse. Sam Bankman-Fried, the founder of FTX and former CEO, spoke with New York Times and CNBC host Andrew Ross Sorkin in a highly anticipated interview on Wednesday that had been booked before FTX imploded, and it was a masterclass in spin. Bankman-Fried, more commonly known as SBF, joined virtually from the Bahamas and spent the interview repeatedly adopting the posture and cadence of a 15-year-old kid caught with a baggie of weed in his sock drawer. But SBF wasn't caught smoking weed by his parents, and he's not a teenager. My comment, I did not like this posture when he was being interviewed. It did not give a positive vibe. Here's a story from The Wrap. Sam Bankman-Fried quietly stammers, moves lips when asked if he knew FTX funds were being illegally moved by Alameda. Sam Bankman-Fried, the former CEO and founder of failed cryptocurrency exchange FTX, flailed on Good Morning America when asked if he knew that funds were being illegally transferred to his trading firm, Alameda Research, during a two-hour sit-down interview that aired on Good Morning America Thursday. George Stephanopoulos asked Bankman-Fried the question multiple times. When called out for dodging the question, he repeatedly licked his lips, muttered under his breath, and looked up at the ceiling before saying, "I don't know." My comment, your body language will give you away. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. Sam Bankman-Fried wasn't even trying to manage risk at FTX. He says founder of Crypto Exchanges discusses his oversight failings in two on-camera appearances in as many days. FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried said he made no effort to manage risk at the digital asset exchange that filed for bankruptcy in November, part of a blitz of public statements about major oversight failures at the company. I wasn't even trying, like I wasn't spending any time or effort trying to manage risk on FTX, Mr. Bankman-Fried said in an interview with George Stephanopoulos on ABC News that was broadcast Thursday on Good Morning America. My comment. He said he was great at managing risk, but he was too full of hubris to do so. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. Inside Sam Bankman-Fried's Bahamian penthouse after FTX's fall, billions of dollars of customer money is missing, investigators are circling, and the 30-year-old ex-CEO admits his company broke its own rules. Sam Bankman-Fried's $30 million Bahamas penthouse looks like a dorm after students have left for winter break. The dishwasher is full, towels are piled in the laundry room, bat streamers from a Halloween party are still hanging from a doorway, two boxes of Legos sit on the floor in one bedroom, and then there are shoes, dozens of sneakers and heels piled in the foyer left behind by employees who fled the island of New Providence last month when its cryptocurrency exchange FTX imploded. Here's a quote. What I'm focusing on is what I can do right now to try to make things as right as possible, Bankman-Fried says. I can't do that if I'm just focused on covering my ass. My comment. Will this behavior give him less legal exposure or more? Stay tuned. Here are the top three stories from Thursday's JLN. Our top story Thursday was transcript of Sam Bankman-Fried's interview at the DealBook Summit, the notorious discussion with Andrew Ross Sorkin of the New York Times. Our number two story was the Sam Bankman-Fried roadshow rolls on, 10 crazy things the FTX founder has just said from MarketWatch. Number three was big traders flock to U.S. equity options with fleeting lifespans from the Financial Times. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first is from Bloomberg. FTX implosion prompts call by DOJ arm for independent probe. Justice Department arm seeks examiner in FTX bankruptcy. Neutral party would investigate alleged fraud mismanagement. The Justice Department's bankruptcy watchdog is calling for an independent probe into the collapse of FTX Group, saying a neutral party should investigate the cryptocurrency empire's downfall. The U.S. trustee, part of the Justice Department that oversees bankruptcy court, has asked FTX's bankruptcy judge to appoint an examiner in the company's insolvency proceedings. The examiner would publish a public report on FTX's implosion and look into the allegations of wrongdoing. Here's a story from Reuters. Crypto meltdown a boon for bankruptcy lawyers. Turmoil in the cryptocurrency industry has rattled major exchanges and sent the value of digital assets tumbling, but at least one group stands to gain: bankruptcy lawyers. High-profile bankruptcies involving crypto exchange FTX, hedge fund Three Arrows Capital, and crypto lenders BlockFi, Celsius Network, and Voyager Digital are generating new opportunities and big fees for law firms that counsel troubled companies. And then here's a story from CoinDesk. IBM and Australian stock markets blockchain projects failed, a blow to private ledgers. The turbulence in the overall cryptocurrency sector following FTX's collapse this month is well known. What's gotten less attention, however, is the failure of projects that attempted to use the underlying crypto ledger technology in private corporate settings. The once hyped ecosystem known collectively as Enterprise Blockchain. This week, TradeLens, a blockchain system built by software firm IBM and closely linked to shipping giant Maersk, announced it was shutting down, citing a lack of commercial traction. Some 2 weeks ago, the Australian Stock Exchange, ASX, said it was scrapping a much-delayed blockchain announced in 2016 that was meant to replace the clearing and settlement system that powers that equities market. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.